This book is read by Mimi Shepherd for my sweet grandson, Rafe. It's Piggy Pie by Margie Palatini. You'll need the illustrations to go along with my reading. I'm doing this on August 29th, 2025. Gritch the Witch woke up grouchy, grumpy, and very hungry. Her belly grumbled for something delicious, something delightful, something special, but what? It wasn't purple mousetail stew. Nope. She ate that yesterday for lunch. Maybe some mashed dragon tongue pudding? Nope. Gritch wasn't in the mood for anything quite that sweet. Perhaps a taste of boiled black buzzard feet. That always made her mouth water. Nope, not today. Today Gritch wanted something truly tasty. Something really yummy. Something special. And that could only mean Piggy Pie. Yes, yes, Piggy Pie. I can taste those plump, juicy pink piggies right now, Gritch said, smacking her lips. She hurried to the pantry and pulled down her old hag cookbook from the top shelf. She picked off a spider, blew off the dust, and turned to the secret recipe on page 342. Gritch ran her bony finger with the long green nail down the list of ingredients. 1 eye of a fly. She checked the pantry shelves. No problem, said Gritch. 2 shakes of a rattlesnake's rattle. No problem, said Gritch. 3 belly hairs of a possum. No problem, said Gritch. 8 plump piggies. Problem, screeched Gritch. I don't have any piggies. How can I make piggy pie without even 1 puny pink pig? Gritch pulled her hair. She stomped her feet. She paced the floor. She wanted piggy pie. She wanted piggy pie very much. Hmm, she said, tapping her wart on her chin. Now where would I find 8 plump pigs? Gritch thought and thought and thought. Aha, she shouted with a jump. The circus. Yes, 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 the circus. The circus? No, no, not the circus. You don't find pigs in the circus. She thought harder. Aha, she shouted with a jump. The zoo. Yes, yes, the zoo. The zoo? No, no, not the zoo. You don't find pigs in the zoo. She thought much harder. The farm. Yes, yes, the farm. You find pigs on the farm. There still was just one teeny tiny little problem. Where to find a farm? Where else? Gritch let her bony fingers do the walking and opened the yellow pages to F, where she found a very large ad. This was it. Old McDonald's Farm. Call E-I-E-I-O. Just over the river and through the woods, we have ducks, chickens, and piggies. Gritch put on her broomstick in gear, and headed over the river and through the woods to Old McDonald's Farm. I have got you in my sights now, you little porkers, she cackled as she circled overhead. Surrender, piggies, the sky read, and the piggies all started running. They went and they put their costumes on, their animal costumes on. Gritch zoomed in for a thump, 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 urch, landing. She spit straw, fanned her still-smoking tootsies, and lifted her goggles. There wasn't a pig in sight. Where did they all go? Gritch shouted to a duck. Hey, duck, I said, where are all the piggies? I need 8 plump piggies for piggy pie. The duck quacked, quacked here, it quacked, quacked there. Here it quacked, there it quacked, everywhere it quacked, quacked. No piggies. What do you mean there's no piggies, you dizzy duck? Gritch screeched into his bell. I just saw a passel of piggies down here not a minute ago. Hand over those hogs, you little quacker. No piggies, quacked the duck. Gritch pulled her hair. She stomped her feet. She even threatened the duck with one of her most evil spells. The duck was not impressed. It wasn't even scared. It gave Gritch another quack and waddled away. Oh, so who needs a dumb duck? Gritch mumbled. Being careful where she stepped, Gritch wandered across the meadow. Yoo-hoo, she shouted. You, Gritch said to the cow, where are the piggies? I need 8 plump piggies for piggy pie. The cow moo-mooed here, it moo-mooed there it mooed, there it mooed, everywhere it mooed. No piggies. What do you mean, no piggies, you lumpy-looking cow, screamed Gritch. I need 8 plump piggies for piggy pie. Fork over the pork, you walking milk machine, or I'll curdle your cream. No piggies, mooed the cow. Gritch pulled her hair. She stomped her feet. She even threatened the cow with one of her most evil spells. The cow stared at Gritch, swatted a fly with its tail, and lumbered away. Cows? Who needs them? Gritch muttered. So she tried the barnyard, where she stopped the chicken in its tracks. Okay, bird brain, where are the piggies? I need 8 plump piggies for piggy pot. The chicken cluck clucked here, it cluck clucked there. Here it clucked, there it clucked, everywhere it cluck clucked. No piggies.
What do you mean, no piggies, you feathered drumstick? Gritch screeched. What's going on here? Where's the boss of this heap of hay?
The chicken flapped a wing toward old MacDonald. Gritch looked him over once, twice.
You're old MacDonald, she said. Don't look much like your picture, do you?
The farmer thumbed his suspenders and shrugged.
Look, Shorty, I've been quack-quacked here, moo-mooed there, and cluck-clucked everywhere all over this farm. I need 8 plump piggies for piggy pie. Where are the piggies?
The farmer looked here, he looked there, here he looked, there he looked, everywhere he looked and looked.
No piggies. What do you mean, no piggies, you flea-bitten seed-spreader? You must have piggies.
Gritch pulled her hair. She stomped her feet. She even threatened him with one of her most evil spells.
No piggies.
Her stomach growled. It grumbled, but there were no piggies. There would be no piggy pie. Now what was she going to eat?
Psst, psst, psst. Excuse me, little lady. Wolf's the name. Let me give you some advice. Forget about the pigs.
Forget about the pigs, said Gritch, eyeing the wolf. He nodded.
They're too tricky, trust me. I've been chasing 3 little pigs for days. He huffed and puffed. I'm starving. Look at me. I'm nothing but skin and bones.
Gritch pinched his arm.
Well, not quite, she grinned. Mr. Wolf, I have the most wonderful idea. I was thinking, since you haven't eaten and I haven't eaten, why don't you come home with me for lunch? I'm a very good cook.
Why, that does sound tempting, the wolf said as he looked at Gritch and smacked his lips. Are you sure it wouldn't be any problem?
Problem? Gritch grinned.
No problem at all, she said as they walked off arm in arm. I always enjoy having a wolf for lunch.
The end.